Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello there, BTN listeners. It's Friday. Yes, we have made it. I want to cry too. Yes, welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, we're back after a little mini hiatus yesterday. It is August 12th, 2016. All the best technology news will be coming your way for the past 48 hours in around 5 minutes. It's finally, kind of official anyways, not really from Apple, but we kind of got an idea now. Apple will unveil the next iPhone, or shall we say iPhones, because I'm sure there's going to be the big one and the little smaller one, on September 7th. Yeah, this is all according to Bloomberg, so yeah, pretty good reliable source there. And also pretty much on par with when the iPhone 6S debuted, remember that? That was September 9th. Now, of course, it's all leading up from the rumors we've been hearing about the headphone jack saying bye-bye. We're also hearing about that new home button with haptic feedback. Unfortunately, though, like what we keep hearing, that's probably all we're going to see. Except maybe we have the 7 Plus, or whatever it's going to be called. That's supposedly going to have two cameras on the back. Everything else, it'll look the same what you're holding right now. Now, chances are we'll probably get some official confirmation about the iPhone event, I would say in the following days, maybe a couple of weeks from now. But here's something to keep in mind. If it actually does happen on September 7th, that's with Sony's PlayStation event, too. So, Sony, you might want to reschedule. I don't think people are really going to be there. Staying with rumor news, we actually got some rumor news from Microsoft. I know, I can't believe it either. The rumors coming from Microsoft's campus is all new services. Yay. According to the DigiTimes, Microsoft is currently planning a new Surface with an alternative to the Surface Book. And apparently is testing three display sizes, including a 21-inch at full HD, a 24-inch at 4K, and a 27-inch at ultra 4K. differences. Anyways, along with these rumors come the rumor design, which will allow the display and the keyboard to sit flush and close against each other. That actually happens when the lid to the Surface Book is closed. In any case, I guess we'll find out over the next few weeks or months if it's still going to be worth talking about these rumors for Microsoft. Facebook fans, you loving that news feed? Yeah, I'm not either. Yeah, Facebook's going to tweak it again, hopefully for the better. Yes, Facebook is saying now they're going to change it up one more time to make social content more informative. Okay. Basically, what they're saying, they're going to take into consideration more of your personal life and choices as an individual. Sounds invasive. Yep, that's Facebook. That should be a slogan for them. Facebook, we're invasive. Seems that Facebook's new tweak will combine that information with things like your relationship with blah, 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 as well as commonalities with articles you click on. With Facebook, you might remember earlier this week we were talking about the ad blocking. Yeah, it wouldn't work anymore if you use the desktop version. Well, Ad Plus kind of took care of that already. Yep, Ad Block Plus has already defeated Facebook's new ad blocking restrictions. Be forewarned, however, though, you might want to use AdBlock Plus with a little bit of caution. Not only is it getting rid of those ads you hate, it's also getting rid of some posts, which you also might hate too, but might get rid of the good ones too. Now, AdBlock Plus actually said that they're still tweaking this, so give it a little time. Now, of course, Facebook did respond to this, saying that we're disappointed that ad-blocking companies are punishing people on Facebook by not just blocking ads, but blocking content too. This is not a good experience for people, and we plan to address this issue. Let the game of cat and mouse begin. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Spotify has just released their new original video show, and it lasts a whole 2 minutes. I remember back in May, Spotify said, yeah, it would dive into video producing 12 original shows. Guess they didn't dive too far. The first episode to hit the platform actually explores the roots of EDM in the funny yet serious tone. And it clocks in at a whole 1 minute and 58 seconds. And if you're so intrigued about EDM, well, there's going to be two more episodes in this series to be released very soon. Next episode probably about 58 seconds, and the one after that, 28, who knows. And finally... Oh, in the day and age of technology, it's just so easy to contact anybody. You can contact your favorite stars off Twitter or Facebook. Hell, you can even contact the White House in Washington, D.C. right now over Facebook Messenger. No, I'm not kidding. Yes, the White House has opened up a new Facebook Messenger channel. And apparently, we'll use the channel to actively relay notes to President Obama. Really? It's part of the president's long-standing practice of reading 10 letters from people every day. Now, generally, those come through the post, but who's got time for snail mail? Bell. Hey, it sounds like a really cool idea. My biggest question, though, will it be an actual human being or, say, a Facebook bot that's replying to you afterwards? Wait a minute, wait, what am I saying? Politicians, bots? Oh, that's the same thing. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. The British Tech Network website, BritishTechNetwork.com. The destination for all the great BTN content. Get on over there, get subscribed, or get subscribed through iTunes as well. Follow the British Tech Network on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page at British Tech Network and hang out with our BTN community too at our Slack room at BritishTech.slack.com. The news show, cruising into the weekend. Please cruise with us. It's been a long damn week, hasn't it? We deserve a couple of days off. Don't worry, though. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend come Monday. But until then, I'm going to go waste about 2 minutes of my life watching Spotify. Anyways, have a great Friday. Have an excellent weekend. And thank you very much for listening.